Well, it's time now for Tech Time. Tech Time, Tech Talk. What are we going to call it? Tech Talk, Tech Time. Our Tech Talk, Tech Time. Tech Time, Tech Talk.
Yeah, we get...
James Mason. How you doing, James?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, but I think my body's rejecting the time, James. So.
Already. It's still like, still working on you, huh?
Yeah, all week I've been off. Week. It's like, I don't know. Like, I think my body's taking a knee on this time change thing.
I'm with you.
That's funny. All right, this morning we're going to talk about hardware specifications for
TVs, yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Because just with the continuing theme of, you know, trying to help out with people buying stuff, I know TVs this time of year is always a big seller.
Right.
And so I thought I would try and give people the some information on what to look for and
good.
What to avoid.
Okay.
And so, like, the new thing is the 4K resolution. If you can find TVs without 4K and you don't really care about it, you can probably get a really good deal on them this time of year. But 4K is mostly what all the manufacturers are changing to. So if you're like, well, I want to make sure I have something for later, then go with 4K, and you can probably find decent deals on those anyway. But the part of 4K that makes the price go up is something called HDR, which is high dynamic range. So an HDR compatible TV is going to be like an upgrade to your 4K resolution. So it means more colors, more brightness, and the contrast levels are better. So that HDR, if you see that on a TV and it's a lot more expensive, that's the reason why it's more expensive, because of that high dynamic range. Okay. It's still a 4K, but it adds more color and brightness and stuff. But it does, it is nicer, but it does improve, it does increase the cost. And the refresh rate on TVs, you'll see that a lot as specifications. Refresh rates, I won't go into what they are or anything like that. I'll just tell you, the higher the better. Higher the better. 120 is about the minimum that I would recommend, especially if you're wanting to get a nice TV. If you're going to spend the money, get a nice TV. 120 is the bare minimum of what you want to do. If you're getting a TV that you're like, well, this is just going in the kids' room and don't really care about it, less than that is fine. But if you, you know, for your nice TVs, 120 is minimum. The OLED TVs are like the LED TVs, but on steroids. The OLED TVs, they are really nice, but of course that means they're way more expensive. So if you're looking for, okay, I'm really going to go high end, then avoid the regular LED and go OLED. That's where you'll be happier, because there's a lot more, the hardware on OLED TVs are a lot better. HDMI, whenever you're buying a TV, you want to make sure you don't get shorted on the HDMI ports. You want to make sure you have, like, at least try and get 4 HDMI ports. And it's like, you may think, well, I don't really need that. I only have 2 things to plug in. But over time, it's like, as you keep adding things into a TV, if you don't have enough HDMI ports, it's really aggravating. And also make sure that at least one of those ports, and this is what most TV manufacturers are doing, only giving one, but at least one needs to be HDMI 2.0 compatible. And it seems like most of them are making those HDMI ports a different color, like they'll color code them like with a blue or something around them or something like that, so that you know it's HDMI 2.0, which is a faster HDMI connection. So make sure you have at least one of those. The curve thing on the TVs, just ignore that. It doesn't do anything. If you like it, that's fine, but it doesn't improve anything, so don't fall for them saying, oh yeah, this makes the whole room, you know, like you can see it from every angle. It's the same thing. It doesn't do anything. And yeah, it doesn't do a single thing. It's like, but it looks neat, and if you like the idea of it and you like the style, then of course, you know, that's up to you. But yeah, it's not, it doesn't improve visually.
Very interesting.
And people don't realize is the TV speakers, as TVs get thinner,
yeah,
it comes at a cost of the speakers. So the speakers are thinner, which means they're less quality. So anymore, your TV speakers are worse than what they used to be with bigger sets.
My brother figured that out. He'd been griping for 6 months about how horrible the sound is in this new TV that he just bought, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And comes at the cost. Like with the new stuff, and it gets thinner and thinner, you're gonna basically have to buy a sound bar or have a system that you hook up with if you want quality sound. Because the speakers, you know, they just can't push enough whenever they're tiny, and they have to be tiny anymore to stay in those tiny sets.
Yeah.
And don't get tricked with the extended warranties. If you look, a good thing to research is your own credit cards that you have now. See what the extended warranties are on your credit cards. And a lot of them, you make sure you keep your paperwork and all that kind of junk. A lot of them offer years of warranties that you already have, that you're already paying for. So you can avoid all that cost, too.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
That's really
If you do some research on every company, and especially, looks like American Express and Discover are the better ones to have.
Wow.
They have a really good extended warranty when you buy things on their card. But Visa and MasterCard, they both have them also. And you just have to look up and see how, you know, what you buy on that card, how it's covered. And they do cover it. And things go wrong, you can just call them and they'll work it out with you.
Wow, that's cool.
That's great. That's great advice, yeah. Man. Hey, I appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. See you guys.